Michael Bublé.
Bublé?
Michael Bublé.
The Canadian singer that sings all the Christmas songs?
Hey, that time's coming up, huh?
I like that dude. He's married to an Argentinian, like me.
Huh? Hey,
and you're he's from Vancouver, too. And he's a huge Vancouver Canucks fan.
Wow, he's really copying you,
so,
huh?
So, shout out to Michael Bublé.
Get ready for a Michael Bublé water podcast dropping soon.
James, this is the November 21st edition of the Bubbles podcast, and this is episode number 68. How do you feel about that?
I feel great, because next episode is going to be legendary.
Why? Just is. It's going to be a great episode. It should be the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
What kind of sparkling or still water would you like to see on your Thanksgiving table?
On my Thanksgiving table? Well, I would be very thankful to see some Topo Chico.
Yeah, that's good.
To see some Lofoten.
Lofoten? Ooh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
To see some Lofoten. Maybe some Lofoten under the Christmas tree, too.
Ooh, well, spoiler alert, we might have something to talk about a little bit later on about that.
All right.
I would like to see some San Pellegrino or something like that at the Thanksgiving table, too.
Or a Perrier.
Perrier would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something in a night. Or maybe some Ferrarelli?
Ferrarelli.
Ferrarelli from Italy?
Same thing. By the way...
We've got a little bit of that Crag water, too, and I want to talk about Crag a little bit later on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going to circle back quite a bit to that last episode we had with Milan Patel. If you haven't seen that yet, definitely go watch it. Maybe even before this one.
Yeah. Who knows? You can check it out on our feeds as well as on the Fine Liquids YouTube channel.
Yeah. It was a great episode. So fun to talk to him again. Really went in depth on a lot of things there.
And some amazing waters to try. Even one that had never been tried in the United States before.
Apparently,
The Crag water.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you what, James. I just got back from playing tennis, and I won the championship. But I'm very thirsty. So what do you got here for us today on the Bubbles podcast? What's up on tap?
Well, actually, we have a very nice episode. There's one water that I don't have very high hopes for at all. But there, all the others are pretty intriguing. There's two new water alerts, and one of my favorites that I don't get to have much is here today. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. There's
definitely an interesting selection here. Two new water alerts and some good stuff. So do you want to describe what they are, or should we just get into the first one?
Let's describe them.
Okay.
So, we've got a San Pellegrino.
Yep.
Classic.
Glass bottle.
Glass
750
bottle.
750 milliliter. We had one of these San Pellegrinos yesterday.
At our lunch. Yes,
And it was very delicious and great. We were at an Italian restaurant, a pizzeria.
So good.
Shout out
my
to
God.
Angelina's Pizzeria in Irvine, California.
Best pizza in SoCal.
Yeah, but really. We got some sparkling water to go with our pizza. The only thing is, when the bill came, you know how much they charge for one 750 milliliter of San Pellegrino?
$7.
$7.50. A little steep. A little steep for sparkling water, but hey,
yeah.
It was good. It's worth it.
Uh-huh.
You can buy a whole case of it for like 20.
Yeah.
But they mark it up at the restaurant. They have to.
Uh-huh.
What else you got?
We've got Mountain Valley spring water. And this one is in an aluminum bottle.
Excellent.
Then we have Topo Chico, which is in a glass bottle. It's in a small glass bottle, 355 milliliters.
Yeah, we were lucky to find some of that at Spartan Final. I think the producer found some as well.
Yeah.
It's rare to find these days. There's still a shortage. I think it's partially the glass shortage and then just the supply chain and, you know, the brand is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, so we can rest now knowing that we have a decent stock of Topo for a while.
Yeah, I think we're stocked up. I think we got like about 100 bottles of it.
Yeah.
Of the little ones.
Then we've got Asahi water.
Asahi?
Which we'll have to get into later. That's one of our new water alerts.
Asahi is a huge brand. And they produce all sorts of beverages, mostly types of beer like Peroni and different Japanese
alcohol.
Beers.
This water is from Japan, and it is in a terrible plastic bottle, but they do say that it's a natural mineral water, And on the back in English, it says it's a natural spring water.
Yeah, so I have some more information on that one, too. I've done a little bit of research, so when we crack that, I'll tell you about it.
All right, and then we have...
What's this one, James? I'm very interested.
It is activated charcoal water. We got this along with the Asahi water at a place called Mitsuwa. It's like if you have an H-Mart around you, it's kind Mitsuwa, of like an H-Mart. Mitsuwa,
Japanese, right? H-Mart is Korean, Mitsuwa is Japanese, and this is, in fact, a product of Japan. Arigato. Yes.
Okay, that was unnecessary.
Why?
I'm kind of worried about this one a little, because it contains activated charcoal, and it says it's to cleanse the body and boost your health.
Interesting. Okay. Well, what are we going to drink first here?
Well, we have one more. I saved it for last,
because
I'm very happy to have this again. It's another aluminum bottle.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful aluminum bottle. Not quite as good as Lofoten's, but very, very good aluminum bottle. This is one of my personal favorite waters, really, on the market. But I don't get to have it very often because it's kind of been, like, out of stock at Whole Foods where we find it. This is Kopu Sparkling.
Yeah, and where's that from? What's the country of origin?
New Zealand. I love this stuff. I can't wait to have this. It's going to be so good. I have up in my little bottle collection, I have Kopu Sparkling and Kopu Still right next to each other. They're both very good, but I do like Kopu Sparkling more. Kopu Sparkling is part of the Tenacious 10.
The Tenacious 10.
Yeah,
20 for 20.
The new name?
Because like
we have 10 waters there. The Tenacious 10.
With perfect scores.
Yeah. And they're just great. It's a great water all around, and all of the waters from the Tenacious 10 are great waters all around. So, which one should we start with here?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. If it hollers, let it go. My mom told me to pick the very best one, and you are it.
Ooh!
Mountain Valley Spring Water. It's a good middle ground to start with, huh?
This is an awesome water. If I recall, and maybe you can tell me what it says on the bottle there, but is it the Okita Mountains?
It is...
It's an American spring water. It comes in still and sparkling, and then several other flavors as well. It's generally in glass bottles, but it looks like they're pivoting a little bit to something a bit more sustainable.
In an aluminum bottle. Yeah, it is sourced in the mountain. It's spelled O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A, but next to it has a pronunciation parentheses, and apparently it's pronounced Washita.
Washita. Okay, cool. The Washita Mountains.
I think that's a like Native American root, maybe, for the name of that mountain.
Could be.
So the stats on this water are, of course, in milligrams per liter, 69 to 74 calcium, 72 to 13 magnesium, 0.9 to 1.2 potassium, 220 to 230 TDS, and 73 to 7.7 pH. So they're really not sure, huh? They're not sure.
I think it varies maybe depending on what's going on in the mountains, you know, because this is a natural spring. So I guess the pH can vary depending on the weather and the melt off and many things. But this is a 150-year-old company. They've been serving up water since 1871.
And now I will be serving up that water to us for our enjoyment and your listening enjoyment. All right. Here, let me get some ASMR. By the way, I upgraded my phone. It used to be an iPhone SE second generation. And that's what we used to use to record the podcast when we weren't using the mic. And, you might have been able to tell the camera quality, The camera quality on my phone did get better.
Sure did.
But the audio quality also got better. This is the iPhone 13 Pro Mini, not a sponsor. And I hope the listening enjoyment of our podcast rises, because I think the audio quality is a lot better.
Let's see. Maybe some of our fans will give us a shout out and let us know how the podcast is sounding. Cheers, James.
Cheers.
Mountain Valley. Spring
Mountain water. Mountain Valley.
Oh, that's good water.
Yeah.
I found the actual most updated water quality report for Mountain Valley.
Let's hear it.
Well, it's been bottled in glass forever. It says, how is the water tested? Our natural spring water is tested regularly for any trace of multiple organic or inorganic chemicals that are regulated by the FDA. Additionally, we also measure and test for presence of any unregulated contaminants. The contaminants were detected above the FDA's allowable limits in our testing. No contaminants were detected. Mountain Valley spring water meets all standards for quality water established by the FDA. And then here's the NSF International. NSF is a fantastic organization that does auditing of food manufacturing and quality. NSF International result pass. Reported date. This is from September 24th, 2020, so less than a year ago. And here's the specific minerality of the analysis. Alkalinity.
We already went over this,
I think. We did already, yeah.
But, okay. Speaking of...
Just let me tell you the TDS, because I'm not sure if it's the same as what it said on the bottle. TDS is at 220 milligrams per liter.
That is around the same as what it said on the bottle. It said 220 to 230. Speaking of amazing organizations, Young Water.
Young Water. We had a little bit of homework from... our friend and water sommelier, Milan Patel, to find out about Young Water. So why don't you give us an update on that, and then we'll do a bottle cap rating on Mountain Valley.
Well, Young Water is a great organization, and from what I heard with doing my little bit of research is that they are an organization that helps youth get into water technology and... all of that great stuff. I can pull up a little screenshot here that I have. Sorry if the quality gets a little jumpy. I'm picking up my phone that we're currently recording on. Young Water Solutions is an international nonprofit organization that aims to develop and support the potential of young people to contribute to universal water, sanitation hygiene, and water resources management. So that is really awesome.
Very cool.
Love that there's an organization dedicated to getting youth like me to understand the importance of water and how dire some of the situations we have with water are right now. Because really, it's starting to get real bad, and it has been real bad.
I think you should reach out to them.
Maybe. We'll have to see. Yeah, all right. So what's our bottle cap rating on Mountain Valley?
On the Mountain Valley?
Yeah.
Well, I love it. I think it's very readily accessible. I wish they had some more information on their sustainability, but they are talking about... I'll have a little bit more too, please. They are talking about, you know, bottling in glass since forever, pivoting to the aluminum that's fully recyclable. Happy about that. Natural source. It's very flavorful. It's high-end water. It's relatively inexpensive. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 bottle caps.
Nice. I mean, I like Mountain Valley. I don't like it quite as much as you. It's sweet. It's, earthy. I'm missing some acidity, a little metallic-y. You know, I'm missing texture, like depth.
Yeah, it's pretty simple water.
I think it's a more simple water. There's not really any flavor. It's not really any flavors that I haven't had before. I do like their brand. I like how refreshing the water is. I like their sustainability. Never bottled in plastic bottles, like you said. And I like that they're using aluminum now. So for that, I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10.
7.5 out of 10. Okay, so 8 for me, 7.5 for you.
Yeah.
Good job, Mountain Valley.
Good job, Mountain Valley. We're taking a little axle break here. We're looking at Axel. He's just kind of chilling out. He's doing his own thing.
The axolotl. His water looks really good, James. You've been doing a good job in keeping his water clean and at the right levels. Not too many nitrates.
Thank you.
Looks clear.
We gave him some bloodworms this morning for him to feed on, so he's going around eating those now. And there are ghost shrimp in the tank with him to make a little ecosystem, kind of. And the ghost shrimp, something I've noticed them doing, it's just a little cool kind of fact. They've been climbing the tank, and then they push off the tank, and they swim. And some of the little bloodworms from the frozen bloodworm cube, they float. And the shrimp go and grab that with their hands, and then they stuff it in their mouth, and they go back down, and then they eat it. It's kind of crazy to see these tiny little creatures that are like the big ones are maybe an inch or so long, an inch and a half long. To see them just doing such advanced things with their hands and feet, you know, climbing, pushing off, swimming, and then grabbing. It's kind of crazy. And there's 4 alive in the tank right now. And it's been like that for a while. I guess they're friends with Axel now because he hasn't been trying to even attempt to eat them.
I guess so. They're buddies. Cool. But when the fish show up, he sure does snap those sushi bites down, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He loves fish. Axel is a big fan of fish. All right. That's our Mountain Valley rating.
Yep. What's next? So I'm still thirsty.
Me too. I'm very thirsty. I went and did basketball, and it's abnormally hot out today.
It is very warm out.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm very, very, very thirsty. So, should we see what this activated charcoal water does for us?
Yeah, let me see if I can find something on the web about this water while you crack that open.
I don't know. What's it called? I don't even see the brand.
Activated charcoal water?
I guess that's the brand name, yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, I know what this is. Water is going to turn black.
No way, really?
We've had something like this before, not on the pod, but I don't know if you remember a while back, you guys got me this little drink thing. It has like a concentrate in the top.
Is
like
that Ramune, whatever?
No, not Ramune, not that. It's like in a little lid, like an inner lid, and then when you twist the cap, it, like, shoots the concentrate out into the water to make the drink. This is going to be like that, but it's just going to be with activated charcoal,
I guess. Is there a brand or anything on there?
No. It's kind of concerning.
Let me see that label.
All right.
It's all in Japanese. This is imported from Japan. Produced in Japan by Raikuyut Front Limited. Tokyo.
Hmm. All right, can you take a video of this? This is going to be great for the Instagram.
You betcha.
Just take a nice video of it like this. I'm going to twist the cap.
Hang on. Video?
All right, ready? 3, 2... this is going to be really embarrassing if I'm wrong and this doesn't turn black. But
go.
All right. Boom. Yep, I got it. I was right.
Well, the last black water I tried was disgusting.
Yeah, BLK water isn't good, and that's the name brand of like this activated charcoal black water stuff. So I don't want a lot of this.
Let's give it a try.
A lot of this,
a little bit.
All right. It looks like food dye. It doesn't even have the consistency of normal water.
You can see the particles of charcoal in it.
Yeah. That is horrendous.
I gotta taste a little bit more here. I need to get a full. Here, try
okay,
a little bit.
Okay, that's enough.
More.
That's enough. Yeah. That's horrendous. Mm. It just tastes like watered down food dye and a little sweet somehow. But not really in a good way.
What do you think the benefits are of having that charcoal in it and making it black like that?
I think if you want my honest opinion, I think it's a health gimmick. I think maybe it'll do something for your skin if you drink this like 3 times a day for a couple weeks, but
I have a feeling it would make you like evacuate everything from your bowels pretty quick.
Probably. I
tried to say that in a nice way. So was that a new water alert?
That was a new water alert, but I don't even know if it deserves a new water alert.
Well, why don't we save the new water alert for the next one, because we have another one.
Yeah, we do have another one.
Give me a bottle cap rating on that water, sir.
On that, on this one?
Yeah.
Well, they have nothing on their sustainability. This is a plastic bottle with two caps on it. Two caps on it.
Yeah.
It has an inner cap, which when you twist, releases the charcoal, and then an outer cap, which when you twist, just opens the bottle. Very unnecessary. Not tasty. I'm 1 out of 10. 'Cause it's not horrible. It's not, like, undrinkable, but it's not appealing at all. And, it's not very, it's not very good.
I'm gonna go zero. It's getting a zero.
No, you can't go zero.
No?
You can't go
zero. Why not?
Because Smart Water Black.
Oh, Smart Water Black. But this is black, too.
No.
And it came all the way from Japan. Why?
Oh, my God. I just realized that it releases the plastic into the bottle when you twist the cap.
Oh, God. That so it's got a little floater in there.
Ridiculous. It's got a...
Now can we give it a zero?
0.5 out of 10. You can okay. give it a zero. I give it a 0.5. Because that means it's not as bad as Smart Water Black. But that is just ridiculous. That's... Oh, my God.
Very unappealing.
Uh-huh. It's like sludge.
Okay, that one's trash.
Hey, what's don't next? Throw that on my bed. Come on.
Okay.
All right. That one's trash.
Now it's time for a...
Oh, my God. Do you hear it? I don't know if I hear it. I think I do hear it, though. Ah, new water alert.
New water alert, new water alert, new water alert, new water alert.
Oh my God, guys, we're back and the craziest thing happened.
We are back on the Bubbles podcast.
Craziest thing happened while we were putting in the new water alert segment and stuff.
What happened, James?
So Axel was doing some laps. He was swimming around.
Axel the axolotl.
Yes. And
who's the mascot of the Bubbles podcast.
Yeah, he was like, the way he turns around sometimes is, well, I should start with, he's not very smart. He's not a very smart animal. But,
maybe for axolotls, he's pretty smart.
Maybe. But, the way he does it is he, like, kind of makes a donut shape with himself, and then he rotates. Like, he makes himself a circle, and he rotates. And that's how he turns around sometimes. But he was feeding, right? He's feeding because we gave him bloodworms this morning. We talked about that already. And he was turning around and he bit off a piece of his own tail while he was turning around. He bit at it and we checked on his tail because we saw it happen. And there was a little chunk of his tail missing. And it's like, it's really... It's kind of sad. He seems fine, but I feel bad for the guy because he literally, like, I'm looking at him now and his tail is literally clipped.
Yeah, I think he's cool. He's good.
He bit it off.
Good.
That is, like, not good.
Not good.
Not good, but at least he's fine.
He's good. He's fine.
Yeah. He's just looking at the thermometer now. All right.
So, we got a new water alert, huh?
Yes, we do.
So, and on the theme of being Japanese waters, this is another Japanese water, Origato.
Yeah. Are you, like, dared to say that or something? Okay.
So this company, Asahi, produces many different brands of beverages, and they are really committed to improving their sustainability. although it's not very evident in this bottle, is it?
No, it's not. It's a super cheap plastic bottle, like, gives in super easy. It looks like, when you think of something polluting a big city, like, this is what comes to mind. It's like
the oceans.
It's a blue cap, blue label, clear plastic bottle with water. That is what it is. It's like textbook pollution.
Well, they talk about Asahi. The Asahi Group established 3 goals for its utilization of sustainable water resources: the reduction in water use, the assessment and elimination of water risks, and the realization of water neutrality, and engages in activities accordingly. And then there's a bunch of detail going into each one of these on their water treatment facilities, how they use water for cleaning and sterilizing their bottles. They have a lot of glass that they use as well in the production of a lot of their beverages. So it looks like they do have some solid goals set up, and they're on a journey to better sustainability. So that's good.
Yeah, that's very good. But right now, looking at this water, the bottle looks the exact opposite of sustainable. So let's see.
This water is available on Amazon.com.
Why is it screaming?
Is it sparkling?
Is it?
I don't know. Crack it
it's
open.
It's a natural spring water. I wouldn't assume that it's sparkling.
Trying to see if there's any information here on it.
That's very odd. This is a still water, but it was, like, screaming when we opened the bottle. It was, like, screeching. It was, like,
ah! All of the information on this water is in Japanese, so I'm having trouble finding anything. So let's taste it.
All right, yeah, let's find it out ourselves.
Whoa. It almost, like, scrapes your taste buds.
Yeah.
Like, it has a dry aftertaste. It's making me thirsty, this water, James.
It makes me cough for some reason.
Are you sure this is natural spring water? It says natural mineral water.
And right here, in ingredients, it says natural spring water. It tastes plasticky. The bottle definitely doesn't help it.
Yeah, who knows what kind of journey this bottle's been on since it came over from Japan. I mean, it's a very cheapo bottle.
I don't even know what it's not even like a texture or like a... It's not a texture or a flavor that's making me cough. It's like an essence. That is odd. I'm not a big fan of that. Do you like this water?
I really don't. I'm going to have a little bit more because I got a weird reaction, like mouthfeel to it. Like, almost... It's hard to describe, James.
It's odd. That is not harsh. Good.
It's harsh water.
And
it tastes harsh.
Yeah. It's like almost like you're drinking a salt water, but it's not salty. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. That is... You know, it's like... oddly refreshing, but I don't like any other aspect of it. I'm just gonna get into it. I'm gonna give this water a 4.5 out of 10.
I'm gonna give it a 2.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's aggressive. It's kind of odd now that I think about it. We haven't really given a middle rating in a long time. That's like one of the first ones that we've done. 4.5.
James, I found some info. Product, Japan Roku Natural Bottled Water from Asahi. Says here, features natural mineral water from nature that can be enjoyed at ease. Water is injected into the earth, soaked and extracted deep underground for a long time without contact with outside air. Natural and rich minerals.
Natural water comes from nature.
Provides safe, reliable water closely related daily to life, everyone in a more convenient bottle form.
Okay.
So this is clearly like Google, Japanese.
They Google translated that.
Caution, please stay away from fire.
What?
Preservation method, store in a dry place. Please drink as soon as possible after opening. Do not place in places subject to high temperature or direct sunlight. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay then. Are we drinking gasoline?
Moving on. Is it combustible? What's next?
All right, so that one got a 4.5 and a 2.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
Nope. Stick to making Asahi beer and Peroni.
All right, well, you know what I think we need?
What do we need, James? What's next?
I think we need a refresher.
Okay, crack open that Topo Chico. Do you have a bottle opener here?
I have the best bottle opener right there. Oh, yeah,
look at that. The merch bottle opener. This came in the special limited edition mini Topo Chico case that we got.
Yeah, we still got one of those up there. I'm glad that I have that. And this is a great bottle opener. It's my favorite bottle opener that we have, actually. And now I'm going to use it to open one of my favorite drinks of all time.
Yes, and shout out to Gustavo Jamies, who did that tattoo art that's on the bottle cap opener there and did the special art for the project.
Awesome. It's such a good bottle opener. It's crazy. Like, it's effortless. You just, boom, just lift up, and it's in an instant. Like, no struggle.
Pour me some of that Topo. Now we get some good water going. While we're doing that, speaking of good water, I wanted to give another shout out to the good folks at Craig. Doran from Craig listened to the last podcast, James, and sent us a wonderful note. Thanking us for featuring the Craig water on our podcast, being the first people in North America to ever have Craig water. He also sent us a beautiful picture of Craig, the inn. So that's where the inn is, where the actual inn is, and the spring is underneath that.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to have to post that on the Insta, with his permission, of course.
Yes.
So
it's, and Craig water, again, just to recap, it's in northern England. In an area just outside of Manchester, in the Peak District National Park, which is a protected area. So hopefully one day, maybe next year, we can make a trip over to jolly old England and enjoy some Craig water.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be amazing. Get a flight of water at their water bar. Huh?
Right.
That would be great. So, without further ado, I haven't poured me any Topo Chico yet, so I want to give you guys some ASMR. Beautiful nice. Sound.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To your health.
What he said. Oh. And breathe.
You like that a lot, don't you?
I love it. After having, like, those odd waters, the charcoal and
the Asahi.
And the Asahi.
The two Japanese ones. The Mountain Valley's pretty good, but kind of plain.
Yeah.
But this is now sparkling. You know, the bubbles dance in your mouth. What else can be said about Topo Chico?
These three that we have left, the Topo, the San Pellegrino, and the Kopu, that's what we've been excited for this pod. Treat waters. They're so good.
You know what else I'm excited for, James?
What?
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
Have you been doing your Christmas shopping?
I haven't been doing a ton of Christmas shopping, but I am definitely going to be starting soon.
Okay. Well, I did a little bit of Christmas shopping, and I don't want to spoil it, but shout out to Salacious Drinks.
So, ooh, okay.
I did put a little order together. For the podcast. Amazing. So let's see what shows up.
That's going to... Oh my... Santa's going to bring us some treats, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Axel guy over here. I don't know. He's very active right now. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe we should do a separate podcast just on Axel one day.
Yeah, or we should set up, like, just a YouTube channel that is just... like just Axel, and we just film him when he's active, and then we post like 2-hour video of it on the internet. He's really just moving around. He just headbutted a moss ball, like at high speeds while trying to turn. He just lives his life.
So back to business. Do we have to do a bottle cap rating on Topo Chico?
Do we really?
I don't think we even do.
It's a 20 out of 20.
I'm just going to finish it and let's set it aside and let's move on to the next product.
Yeah. You know, axolotls are so cool. I'm not even worried about his tail because these guys can regenerate limbs within like a couple days, I heard, or like a week or so. So that little chunk out of his tail, I'll take a picture of it after the pod. But it'll probably be gone in a few days, because these guys are crazy like that. Alright, so, I need to finish my Topo.
Topo.
I was looking at Kopu. I need to finish my Topo. You choose the next water.
Well, I'm going to choose the San Pellegrino. I mean, I've been drinking a lot of this San Pellegrino, pretty well on the daily.
Nice.
I drink a big bottle usually during the day while I'm working. To stay hydrated, and then have another one in the evening.
Ooh.
So,
it's a lot of San P.
A lot of San P. But it's readily available, and it's pretty cheap to buy, and I like the bubbles. It's like a nice little treat.
Uh-huh.
I drink a lot of just tap water as well, filtered tap water.
Of course. You've got to stay hydrated without bottled water, too.
Absolutely. Sometimes I use the soda stream, too. I'll take some filtered water from the fridge, and then I'll put some carbonation in it and enjoy it like that.
Of course.
Now, when we had San Pellegrino on Saturday, we had it with some lime. How'd you like that?
Oh, yeah. It was really good paired with lime at Angelina's. Yeah, San P goes well with lime. I think that waters pair better with lime in general than they do with lemon.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Lime's a little more acidic, has a little more of a twist to it that I think complements the water better than a lemon.
Lemon's a little bit more sweet and mild.
Yeah. But that's just my personal opinion. I know you love pairing water with lemon.
I do, yeah.
That's been something you've been doing for years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. My God, this water is so good.
I'm going to pour myself some San Pellegrino here.
Ooh. Really getting hydrated now.
Ready?
Pour me a little San P, please, because I'm going to drink a lot of Kopu on the next one.
Cheers to San Pellegrino.
Cheers to San Pellegrino, yeah. Drastically different from the Topo.
It sure is. It's more mild. It's not nearly as bold.
Yeah. More mild bubbles. Not nearly as acidic. A lot more sweet. A lot more earthy.
Yeah.
It's a delicious water. It's like a Boulder Mountain Valley with bubbles. It's very good. I mean, it's a classic. You can't go wrong with it. I think, is it part of the Tenacious 10?
It's not part of the Tenacious 10, and I think part of that is because it Nestle Waters of North America.
Reasonable.
And I think this is one of the brands that Nestle's keeping.
Yes, it is.
They're selling some of their cheaper RO brands.
Good. I hope that they go under. And keeping some of the
premium brands.
Uh-huh.
You know, and really the call to action are for the regulators to make the labeling of bottled water a little bit more transparent. You know, I think when people go shopping for water, they're all kind of in one place. And you can't tell what is like a cheapo RO water that's just like a designer water versus an actual natural spring water.
Yeah.
And I wish that was more clear to consumers.
Mm-hmm. Because you have all of these deceptive labels of like these health waters that are really just RO waters with chemicals added.
Yeah, like we went to a concert last night, and at the venue they're serving something called core water. Have you heard of core water, James?
Of course, we tried it.
You had some yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Not there. We bought it ourselves because it's like $7 for a bottle of core water.
I think it was like $9.
Oh, my God. And it's like nasty, too. It's not even good water. It's an RO water with added chemicals in it. And that's the bottled water that they sell there. It's just a fancy packaging that's unnecessary and wasteful.
Wasteful with tons of plastic.
Uh-huh. Like, the cap is literally, like, 3 times the size it should be.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's wasteful. Like a dome. Yeah.
What's your bottle cap rating on the San Pellegrino, James?
San B. It's delicious. I don't enjoy it as much as Topo or any of the others on the Tenacious 10. I think Perrier is better.
Why?
In my opinion. I like the flavor more. There's more acidity, and I like the bubbles more.
I think
more.
It has better bubbles. It's bolder. Yeah. Yeah.
But San Pellegrino is good. It's a great water to pair with almost anything. It's very versatile. So I can't give it a 10 out of 10. I just can't. Because also Nestle brand.
Yep.
But I can give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10? Bottle cap? Solid. It's very solid.
Solid, delicious water.
I'm going to go 8. 8 out of 10 bottle caps on the San Pellegrino.
All right.
I keep buying it. I keep drinking it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the best.
Fair. All right, put the cap back on that and then put it over
James,
at the bedside.
Is it time for the main event of the podcast?
The main event. My favorite water that we... Well, not my favorite water we have on the lineup today, I guess. Well, it's my favorite to drink because it's more of a treat than Topo to
this
me.
This is a ultra-premium water, right? Purity is the ultimate luxury. Kopu... Pure sparkling water from New Zealand.
I wouldn't say it's ultra premium. It's not like a super expensive water you can only get at salacious drinks or fine waters, you know? But
right.
It is a luxury water, 100%.
You get it where, at Whole Foods Market?
At Whole Foods. And it's a couple bucks for the 680 milliliter bottle.
Yep. 23 fluid ounces, 1 pint, 7 fluid ounces. Weird size.
Yeah.
So it says, we are led by the simple belief, purity is the ultimate luxury. Sourced from the land of pristine wild beauty and unbridled adventure, Kopu sparkling water is as pure as the morning star herself. From the gently effervescent taste to our eco-friendly bottle, Kopu provides an opulent experience for both you and the planet.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, they're a little aggressive with that description, huh?
Why don't you crack that open and I will pull up the TDS and information on Kopu water.
Waka waka. That's sustainability. Alright. Ooh. Ooh, it's like cracking your neck. It's like a satisfying... opening.
Okay, we're looking at 126 TDS. Kopu is sourced from an artesian spring thousands of feet below the dormant volcano of Oregon's... Wait, is this the right one? Cascade. Yeah. Cascade Range. Our aluminum bottle protects this precious water, which has not seen light for thousands of years. Here we go.
ASMR.
Mineral content in milligrams per liter. Calcium 6, magnesium 6, potassium 2, chloride 2, silica 38. So from that silica, you should get some smoothness.
I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you with that ASMR.
That's okay.
I think they heard it, though. I think they heard it.
Right, Kopu sustainability. We have created the most sustainable water bottle on the market. Our recyclable, resealable aluminum bottles are designed with intention as the most eco-friendly alternative to glass and plastic. Recycling, 75% of aluminum that has ever been created is still in use today. We know about that. Transport, aluminum weighs 80% less than equivalent size glass. Sleek, durable, good.
All right.
Let's try it.
Crack into it.
Salute.
Salute. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
It's so unique.
It's flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different.
It's like, you know what it reminds me of a little?
What?
But it's way better than the drink that it reminds me of. But, you remember the, like, malt and hops drink we had from IKEA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, weird one.
That weird soda. That one. It reminds me a little of that, the flavor that you get from it. It's like, it's a deep, rich, like, earthy, kind of almost weedy flavor. Like, it tastes like you're eating a plant almost. It doesn't sound very appetizing. I don't know how to really describe it, but it sounds like... It sounds like... It tastes sweet, earthy, metallic-y, acidic. You get the nice effervescence from the bubbles, and you get, like, an intense kind of, breadiness or something. It's like it tastes like you're chewing on a strand of wheat, or like a, right?
Yeah, you get that? Like the earthiness.
Or straw.
Yeah.
Straw.
Straw.
That's
sure.
What I'm thinking
like
of.
Like dry straw.
Mm-hmm. Finally. Took me so long to find that word. Jeez. But it's delicious. So unique. A great water. They're a little too confident, like purely Sedona. But,
Well, the interesting thing about Kopu water is, you know, the water is from New Zealand, but the brand and the company is from Santa Barbara, California.
Huh.
Interesting, huh?
Wow.
There, that's the family that started it. Kopu Water Sustainability.
They look like an Instagram family.
Yep. They like bring New Zealand's happy. Water stateside in reusable bottles.
Wow. All right.
So shout out to Kopu Water.
Yeah. That is it's a great water. The sparkling one is delicious. I wonder if they only drink Kopu water in their house.
This is interesting. So, in 2015, they were in Bakara, which I guess is in New Zealand, on their honeymoon.
Mm.
And they were brainstorming ideas for a company. Originally from Missouri and formerly Cabert commercial real estate broker, Mindy loves sparkling water, which they learned is a fast-growing beverage category in America. And Justin is an entrepreneur. Since bottled water has such a bad environmental reputation due to aquifer sourcing, bottle waste, and ground transportation, we wanted to reinvent the category by creating a truly sustainable water. They found an artesian well fed by dormant underwater volcanoes beneath the Bay of Plenty on New Zealand's North Island, where his family is from. The water would be otherwise flowing into the sea. We take a very tiny proportion. Then they design the beautiful bottle. So Kopu hit the market in September and is now on sale in more than 20 places in Santa Barbara and another 20 in Los Angeles. Initial sales have been better than expected, and our velocity is accelerating. So that's good. They've got their partnership with Whole Foods, and they're expanding their distribution.
I'm now wondering, because I was thinking, what if they only drink Kopu in their household? What do you think would be the differences with a water like this that tastes almost like you're chewing on dry straw? How it would taste like if you brewed a coffee with it?
Compared that's to interesting. With the still version.
Compared to we know the still version is significantly different in taste.
Yeah.
I'm thinking brewing it with a sparkling version compared to a normal filtered tap water.
Well, I'll tell you this, James. I think it's very important in anything that you're doing, if you're combining things, whether you're cooking food or beverages, that you take the best quality raw materials, ingredients that you can. So it would be interesting to try to make some coffee with some different types of water and to see if you can actually taste the difference.
It would, but it would be a lot of coffee too.
Uh-huh.
Would be a lot of coffee.
Well, you would want to do a control, so you'd want to use like the same everything else and just change out the water each time and see how it tastes different.
Of course. All right. Well.
Do you have a bottle cap rating for Kopu?
Kopu.
We need to update it.
Part of the Tenacious 10.
It is in the Tenacious 10.
Does it get kicked out?
Nope.
No.
Not for me.
Not for me either. It's delicious. It's so unique. So earthy. Like, there's no other water that we've tried so far in our 68 episodes now.
Wow.
On this podcast.
Can you believe it? We've done 68 episodes of this pod.
Crazy.
Thousands of downloads.
Yeah. It's really insane. Like, the support is awesome.
Yes, thank you everybody that listens to the show. We appreciate you.
But like, in all our episodes we've done, all the water tastings we've done, all the new water alerts we've had, still nothing has come close to even having a similar tasting profile as Kopu Sparkling. And that's why it is on that list, because it is delicious. And that's why Lofoten is on that list. That's why Krag is on that list. That's why Mosinienka is on that list.
Yep.
That's why Topo is on that list. There's been stuff that's come...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hilden? Like, did Hilden make it on the list?
That's why Hilden still is on that list, not Hilden Sparkling.
Correct.
And
Vichy Catalan, did that make it on the list?
That's why Vichy Catalan is on that list. Let's see. Who else? Borjani?
What about Fillette Water? No, did Fillette Water make the list? I don't think so.
Did
it was Fillette close.
Make the list? No, I don't think Fillette did. That's who the waters I remember being on the list for now. I know Borajami didn't make it. It maybe should be up there because of how unique it is. But I
What about Sokosani?
That's why Sokosani is on the list. That's 8 out of the 10, out of the Tenacious 10.
We have Sokosani. We're going to feature it on the next episode.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be so delish. Oh my god. I love Sokosani.
James, what's on for you for the rest of the day?
Well, we're going to be doing some Thanksgiving cooking. Yeah. Because Thanksgiving's coming up.
That's I need some help with that. I got to send you on an errand to pick something up.
What is it?
Graham crackers.
Ah, for a pumpkin pie?
For a pumpkin pie. We got to make the crust, and I don't have the crackers.
All right, I can go do that.
Cool.
That's a bike ride I'm willing to make.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Just making sure that Axel's okay. Because that was actually kind of funny, but it was kind of sad too.
So for our international listeners, next week is Thanksgiving here in the United States, so we're gearing up for that. Going to be preparing quite a feast and some water pairings to go with our Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, that's
we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's such a good idea. We should have like 3 or 4 different waters to pair with
stuff. There
you go,
with the different courses. Although it's all kind of one course with
Thanksgiving, isn't it? It is all one course, yeah.
Although we are going to have some nice appetizers and then our main meal. And then, of course, some pumpkin pie for dessert.
Oh, my God. Homemade pumpkin pie. That's going to be so good.
Mm-hmm. So if people would like to get in touch with the show, how would they go about doing that, James?
Well, we have an email, theworldspodcast@gmail.com. We have an Instagram, @thebubblespodcast. Follow that. That Instagram is great. It is a great Instagram to follow.
Yeah.
Very interesting, very cool.
And
updates
James
all the time.
James is going to be posting more stuff on there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to do Instagram. I'm like a...
You're more of a TikTok kid?
Okay, then. What else do we have? Tell them.
Well, TikTok @thebubblespodcast, right?
I don't know if we even have that anymore. I stopped logging into that account because I got called an animal abuser.
Oh, because of Boonie?
Because of Boonie.
You didn't abuse Boonie.
Oh,
you tried to.
Of course I didn't. We tried to save him.
Tried to save him back to health.
He got dragged in the door with a fleshy, torn up leg.
Yeah.
Because of
our
brute. By the way, brutal cats.
I'll tell you what. One of our cats, James,
Getosa,
is a downright assassin.
Murderer. mass murderer, like crazy.
Mice and birds, hide your babies, because our cat will get it.
We had the other day we had a bat fly in here. I don't know if that was Getolta's fault, but that was crazy. A little baby bat was in our house on the ground flapping its wings. Was that
right around Halloween too?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. What? Yeah. But yeah, for the past 4 days in a row, did she bring one this morning?
No? I hope not. Oh. I don't want to find any more.
Thank God. Since yesterday, for 3 days in a row, she brought dead bird every time. Well, actually, yesterday was a dead mouse, but still. Just an assassin. She doesn't even eat them. She brings it to us, I guess, to show her gratitude for giving her shelter, food, water, you know.
That's what they say, right? She's trying to support the family.
But it just means more used trash bags for us. And more crying from the producer and from us sometimes. Not crying, but it gets annoying. It gets very annoying.
Dispatching the bodies.
Disposing of the bodies. Mm-hmm, jeez. Mm-hmm. All right. Axel's laid out. I'm hydrated. Are you hydrated?
I'm very hydrated now. I feel good. Gonna enjoy the rest of my Sunday here. And thank you everyone for listening. Until next time.
I'm Steve.
I'm James.
This has been
Bubbles.
Man, Axel, you're really biting your tail now? Is that hungry, huh?